Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 46 degrees under sunny skies. And joining me in the studio today is Jeff Arndt, here to talk about National Bike to Work Week. Welcome to Morning Edition, Jeff.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, National Bike to Work Week it's coming up, isn't it?
It is. It's coming up. The official National Bike to Work Week is from May 12th to May 16th. And there, I don't have an incredible amount of knowledge about what's going on across the country, but it essentially, there are versions of some of the things that we'll mention here that are going on across the country. So it's somewhat of a coordinated effort, but of course, every community will have their particular take or spin on their activities.
Well, there have been quite a few activities going on around National Bike Month over the month here in Sitka. Mm-hmm. We're coming down to a few activities left for National Bike to Work Week. Can you tell us about some of the things that are happening?
Yeah, one of the cool things that's coming up is if you are a biker or if you want to start becoming a biker in the very near future, there's going to be a little contest in which it's kind of an honor system, but you tally how many days per week you're riding, and you can do that up to 5 days a week. And you go to Yellow Jersey and you put your little tickets in a hopper thing, and then there's a drawing. And if you're the lucky one, and you might be, because this is a relatively small community with not as many bikers as we wish there would be, you have a chance of winning a gift certificate for some goodies associated with Yellow Jersey.
So each day you bike commute, stop by Yellow Jersey, mm-hmm. and submit your name.
Mm-hmm. Or I think you can also just do it at the end of the week.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple ways to do it as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Anything else coming up? There's National Bike to Work Day on the 16th.
There is, and that's going to be pretty cool. You can start off that morning of riding with a pancake breakfast at UAS from 7:30 to 9, and then there's a group ride. And I'm putting myself on the spot. I actually don't know the details of that, but we have a way for everybody out there to find out the details of that. And that's going to be going to Charles Bingham's excellent website. It's called SitkaCyclingWordPress.com. SitkaCyclingWordPress.com.
SitkaCycling.wordpress.com.
Uh-oh, yep. I missed the dot there.
Well, that's the site. There's a full list of events as well as other biking and biking in Sitka information on mm-hmm. that website. Well, you're an avid biker, you and your wife, and you're new here to Sitka. How are you finding the biking?
Oh, great. By the way, when do you stop being new? I've been here 2.5 years, so
sorry.
No, I have a feeling it's more like 20 years or something, but yeah, relatively new to Sitka. We live the majority of our Alaska time, which is actually multi-decades. I'm 30 plus years up in South Central Alaska area, mainly in the Matanuska Valley, Palmer, Wasilla. I know Wasilla. And I must say that compared to that area, or certainly many areas in the lower 48, the biking here is just about ideal for several reasons. The first reason is the distances are relatively short. And so any point A to B and back to point A is just literally a matter of a couple miles. That's the first point. The second point, and a huge, huge factor, the reason I am bicycling, even more so than the distances, is that the courtesy and consideration of the drivers of Sitka, absolutely amazing. And I hope the bicyclists here appreciate what we do have. It's almost unnerving how nice the drivers are here. They stop for you in the middle of HPR, maybe even when they shouldn't, because they see you're trying to get across. Sometimes they'll tail me down Catlin because they maybe are a little nervous about passing me or just don't want to disturb me. And I really appreciate it, but it does get a little, it's like, man, I'm used to people throwing slushies at me and honking at me and yelling stuff out the window. So that's really a great feature of living here. And of course, we want to honor the consideration of the drivers by as much as we can, following the rules of the road, so that many of the rules of the road that apply to motorists also apply to us. So we want to avoid racing down the sidewalks in downtown Sitka and swerving in and out of traffic and blasting through streetlights and, you know, of course, cutting cars off. That's always, you know, in a sense, we're just like a bug that can end up on the windshield compared, you know, as the result of what an accident could be like between a bike and a car. So not only for consideration for the drivers, but to preserve our own life as either viable human beings or human beings that aren't confined to wheelchairs, we just want to be safe in that regard, too. And that also, part of that, too, is keeping your bike in good shape, making sure the brakes work, your tires are at the proper pressure, your chain's oiled, so that everything's running really well, and that you yourself are not doing things like texting, talk, just like we don't want the cars to be doing it. We don't want to be talking, texting, arguing, eating, although I sometimes do eat while I'm driving. And also would ask that the motorists don't do those things too, because it does compromise their ability to be aware of what's going on around them. So
as I tell my kids, safety first.
Safety first.
But you do find that there is a supportive bike culture in town.
Very supportive. It's really cool too. As you ride around, you know, you'll see people, many bicyclists that you kind of become familiar with their routes, and you may or may not know them, but you always say, "Hey, hi, how's it going?" And another thing that's neat too, that you don't get in a car, is you just interact not only a little bit more with the environment. This time of year, for example, it's fabulous because all the songbirds are coming back in. You can just kind of hear, "Oh, here comes the white-crowned sparrow. Here comes the hermit's thrush." If you're kind of a birder, it's really neat. It's just a really uplifting feeling, especially on the way to work, to hear the morning birds start to sing. You say hi to people, the pedestrians, things like that. I don't know. It just makes you feel a little bit more a part of the community instead of just kind of being in this kind of 2,000 pounds of steel with your windows rolled up and shielding yourself against the weather. And by the way, you know, one of the main questions people ask me about biking, because I do bike year round, is you're so amazing. How can you do that on a day like today where it might be raining or windy? And you know, the thing is once you figure out your rain gear, and you do find out which rain gear is really rain gear. It is really not that bad. It's actually quite pleasant. Even if it's raining, you just get a facial. You know, I probably look at least a year younger than when I first got here because my skin's so moisturized now from having vertical rain come at me. Of course, there's some pits in my face from road gravel flying up too, but so it's a trade-off.
And there are a lot of bike shelters around these days.
And yeah, thanks for reminding me about that. Even since in my short 2.5 years here, several bike shelters have gone up, including right here at the station and the Larkspur. And so you can park in many places nowadays and not come out to a wet bike, to a wet seat. So that's another cool thing, too.
And the newest one just was dedicated on Wednesday, May 7th at Pacific High School.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So that's just another added feature. And that's why we've gotten the recognition, and I hope we'll continue to get the recognition that we're a really bike-friendly community.
Well, to recap, National Bike to Work Week starts on Monday, May 12th, runs through the 16th. And one of the central features of National Bike to Work Week in Sitka is the Yellow Jersey Shop drawing. So every time you bike commute, you can stop by the Yellow Jersey, put your name in the hat, or as you said, even at the end of the week, at the end of your commute, go down there and say, you know, I biked so many days to work or to school, and put yourself in a drawing to win goodies.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's National Bike to Work Day on Friday the 16th. And you said that there's a pancake breakfast at UAS from 7:30 to 9. We should also note that on Saturday, May 17th, is the 30th annual Julie Hughes Triathlon. So people can register for that as well. So for more information, you can give Charles Bingham a call, 738-8875, or go to the website, sitkacycling.wordpress.com. Are you going to be participating in the Yellow Jersey drawing, you think?
I think I will. I you know, I get about 57 flat tires a year, and my brakes wear out. I live at the top of Cascade Creek, and I go up and down Edgecombe, so I wear out my brakes a lot. So they get a lot of business from me. So I'd like to win. I don't know if I do win. I hope it's not rigged. Believe me, if I do win, but I don't think I will. But I'm going to enter anyhow.
Great. We should mention you came down to work at Search, correct?
I did. I came down. I literally came down. Well, the backstory is, if I have a second, is that I have always loved Sitka. We passed through the years, and I thought my wife and I thought if there's ever a chance to move to Sitka, we're going to take it. And a chance came up a couple years ago. So I'm working at Search. I work in, I'm the program manager at the outpatient mental health center there at Search. They're all crazy there, by the way. And I mean the employees. The patients are actually great. But so that's what I do.
And I see you biking there. I do when I head down there, which is fairly frequently. And I believe I may have seen you with those new hand guards that they have for bikes, where it's like a sock. It covers your entire hand and lower forearm.
Yeah. Those are called pogies. And yeah, they're insulated, they're waterproof. And man, if there's one piece of equipment that really makes winter riding much, much easier, it's those. It keeps the rain off. It keeps the snow out. It keeps your hands warm. I just ride year-round with a pair of really light gloves, and I'm not particularly cold-hardy in my hands, so it's a fabulous piece of gear, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming down this morning to talk about National Bike to Work Week.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
We've been speaking with Jeff Arndt. He's the spokesperson for National Bike to Work Week here in Sitka. That starts on Monday, and throughout the week, you can stop at the Yellow Jersey to let them know that you commuted to work or school, put your name in a drawing for some prizes. Then there's also a National Bike to Work Day on Friday. You can stop by UAS from 7:30 to 9 for a pancake breakfast. And then the Julie Hughes Triathlon is coming up on Saturday. SitkaCycling.wordpress.com for more information.